coming to you live from Plugit's Mobile Studios, still high above beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. We are keeping you plugged in with episode 237 of F5 Live. Yeah.
Yeah.
CES day one officially coverage. Look at that.
2012.
That's it. Hey, John, do the thing.
Do the thing?
Yeah, this tonight.
Tonight, we're joined by acclaimed Pilch Point director, Avram Pilch. And we'll discuss day zero or day one, depending on how you look at it, events for CES 2012 amongst ourselves and the chat room.
Why not? You're still missing.
Oh,
there.
Say Nick.
Nick, there it is.
Sorry, guys. I am not in the best state of health at the moment, mentally or physically.
He's dying on the show, and we're not doing a damn thing about it, is what's happening.
So say Nick.
Nick.
So you want to start a pool on how long I have left?
My money's on, unless we get rid of that smell, you are dying within the next 6 minutes, and we are going to get it on camera. The feds will come and take it because we can't have snuff film, even in the great state of Nevada.
Aww.
But you must be referring to the new tech smell, or at least I was, because Scott, I think this show right here.
This one right here
is part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. I'm Nick.
I'm Scott.
I'm John.
And I'm Alante.
And we're here.
We are.
Indeed.
Yes.
And so is...
this guy.
This guy.
Hey, that guy.
Hey. It's great to be here.
How you doing, that guy?
I feel like that guy tonight.
Woo! And that guy, of course, is Avram Pilch.
Pick that name
who
up.
Who is the online editorial director for Laptop Magazine.
Of course, the host
of the Pilch Point.
No. He's the online editorial director for Laptop Mag, folks. We need to get this through. All right. That's who he is. I know him.
and for the first time, he's sitting in the studio with us.
Which is awesome. Everyone clap at Avram.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here in the flesh.
Indeed.
It's really nice
to finally have you here.
Is it really an honor to be here?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, welcome to our humble abode. 2 days ago, I was behind this curtain. I'm in front of it. They've upgraded me. It's great.
That's
sound
great.
Gag gets upgraded.
We try to limit contact with people.
But I need to say this.
What do you need to say?
Wherever these people may be and however they may be accessing our show, whether it be Facebook, iTunes, Zune, Ustream, TPN.TV, or, of course, F5Live.TV, thanks for making us part of your day.
That's lots of .TVs.
It is .TV. But Avram, did you know there is one place we want them to be?
Yes, absolutely.
That's chatting with us live.
Chatting with us live.
In the studio.
Right here.
Every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, or during these crazy long weeks here at these events, especially at CES, by going to F5Live.TV, do it with me, /join us. There it is. It's like you almost listen to the show more than Alante does.
Oh. He does.
I bet he could do the promo.
Because I hate you.
All right. So what's up, guys? We're here.
I think you know. I spent all day with you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. That's what happened. I was there.
Well, what's up tonight is... tonight is the night that John might die, as opposed to last night where I almost passed out on air.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
That was funny, too.
It was pretty bad. I was getting incredibly dizzy at the end of the show, and I almost passed out. So, tonight's the night that John might.
Yeah.
Sometime this week, we might lose one of the other guys.
Alante might go. This is the first convention ever for me, knock on wood. That we
particle board.
Yeah, whatever. Nope. It still counts as wood.
It's not particle board. Right. That's drywall.
Yep.
Counts
there
as
we
wood.
Go.
That I've not. Fan? There it is. That I've not gotten sick.
I know.
Which is awesome.
It's never happened
I'm
before.
Thrilled.
You've given it to the rest of us.
Well, that's fine.
I never get sick, so.
That's what he says tomorrow.
I just look at you guys like, oh my god, take some vitamin C.
I feel like I need to give you guys a status update. It now feels like there is icy hot on my knees.
On my knees.
For no reason. They're just really hot and cold at the same time.
It's because your diabetes just kicked in.
Diabetes.
And it's only my knees.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Got the diabetes. in my knees.
Wow, we're going to have a fun show.
Yeah, definitely. We don't have a crazy amount of show, but we do have a crazy amount of stuff to talk about.
We do.
We're going to jump right into it here in just a second. As you know, with CES being so massive
mess.
And vast.
They're not Catholic.
I almost said mast and vassive. That wasn't right.
No.
But because of that, we have live content being streamed all the time at TPN.TV, 24 hours a day.
That's a lot.
6 days a week. Off on Sundays or the Sabbath. but yeah, make sure you tune in to that content and also to our site, F5Live.TV, as we have the live stream also available on our events page, which is exciting.
We do.
Woohoo.
Yay.
Abram's been obviously keeping in the know with what's going on at CES because he's not there or anything, but he's watching the feed. So that's good. That's how he knows everything. The hands-on things, it's all CGI.
Yeah, he's not running around like a crazy person.
But I think before we jump into everything, Abram, you're a little bit out of place on the show. I don't know if you're looking around, but you're seeing a bunch of different things. Oh, you are too, Scott, but you weren't last night. Do you like the new branding, first of all?
I love it.
You do?
That's right.
I love it.
That's right, you do.
It's awesome. I think it makes me want to hit F5 so I can sort of get refreshed on the latest technology.
Wow, what a concept. See, it's even on the back of the shirts.
Massive on the
massive,
back.
Massive. Mast and vassive on the back of the shirt.
Vassive on the back of the shirt.
We figured it wouldn't be right to have you here for the first time on the show. This show.
This show?
This show right here.
This one here?
And not have you branded the right way. So we took the liberty. This is for you, sir.
Awesome.
Brand new F5 shirt, fresh off of the printing press.
I love it. This is awesome.
All for you.
So you can wear it tomorrow instead of a laptop shirt.
Actually I will do
because
I actually don't have any more laptop shirts.
Nice.
In related CES news, Abram is looking for a new job.
Nobody else actually has them, you know. I'm the only one that has a laptop shirt. This is an original.
Wow.
We got these for a video I was doing a few years ago where I wanted to look like a Geek Squad guy, and I just kind of kept them.
Nice.
That'll get you into the DJ Tiesto event.
Apparently.
It'll get me to DJ at the DJ Tiesto event.
That would be awesome. That would be part of the dance-off, which we still have to accomplish here before John flies
out. I think we found the place to do it.
For sure.
I believe so.
And the official
Someone needs to Tebow in the middle of a dance floor. I'm just saying. Someone needs to do it.
Oh, Tebow. I'll do it.
Or Plank and Tebow at the same time. I'm all for it.
You need two people involved in that.
Fair enough.
You realize somebody finally died planking.
Good.
It took its first life. Good.
There you go.
It took its first life, so I'd be careful planking.
I
you get planked to death.
I need that story. Do you have it?
Yeah, actually. I remember the story pretty well.
All right, let's do this. What's the story?
Well,
go ahead.
I believe 23-year-old guy in maybe, not Indiana, somewhere down south, planked off of a... I think
what
off
interesting
of a,
noise.
Off of an 11th floor balcony.
There That's you not. Wait, you don't plank off of things, though. He's doing it wrong, bro.
Doing it wrong.
Shout out to Snooki.
Doing it wrong.
I really don't know what to say because I just sat and stared at
That's
the screen.
What happened.
I'm like.
Did you watch him do it? Was he like live
course.
On the internet?
Of course. No. He wasn't live. I mean,
But there's the video of him falling.
No, I wish.
That would be awesome.
Then I would just laugh at him going down. But
he would share that everywhere. Like the cat.
Like the cat. Just
that would be awesome.
Like you guys don't know about the cat.
We will show you the cat later.
We'll fill you in on the cat. But he went to go plank on the balcony and went
off. You said plank off the balcony. Now it's plank on the balcony.
Plank on the balcony.
And
but
he
fell off the balcony.
He missed the balcony?
Something like
or
that.
Or he missed the railing. Tell me he missed the railing.
Slipped off the railing.
Well, you know, him being a plank, he can't move, so somebody's got to set him there. Somebody just set him there wrong.
Or somebody came up and
pushed
him.
I believe that's accessory to homicide there, if I'm not mistaken.
It's possible.
Awesome.
At least so, negligence.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. I'm still here.
So now that you have your shirt, Abram, and you're rocking it out F5 hardcore, yes, it would only be right to do this next. Get out the chaps.
This is the part we don't usually get to see.
No, this is what he does.
I know it.
When he's calling it, he's just beating stuff,
smashing the laptop. Honestly, yes.
Welcome to the show. It's that time. It's that time. The first, the 2012 edition of the Pilch Point. Proudly powered by the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Abram, are you there? Wait, you're here too.
I am indeed here, although perhaps not all here.
That's fine. Neither are we.
Neither are we, yeah.
Enjoy the music. Sulk in it. Waft that music, baby. How's it feel to be here for the music? It's good, right?
It feels awesome to be here for the music. I just feel wrongly dressed. I feel like
you're the only one.
I feel like I should have brought my motorcycle and leather.
Oh, yes. He really is rocking out to this. It's fun.
Should have drove the motorcycle.
Well, dude,
don't
ask the people I work with how I'm rocking out to the hold music when we call into conference calls.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, wait, why did someone
else
call in? No, it's not as good as this.
Well, that's fair.
That seems reasonable.
All right, you got to do the same thing every week. Let them know who you are.
I am the online editorial director for Laptop Magazine. You can find my columns at laptopmag.com/geeksgeek. Follow me on Twitter @geekandchief, or check out all of our CES news this week at laptopmag.com/CES.
Exciting.
Exciting slash.
I like that.
We got to get Slash on the show. I'm telling you.
We want him to cover your song.
So yes. Exciting slash is a slash exclamation mark.
It's a forward slash as opposed to a backslash.
Fair enough.
It's optimistic.
Thank you.
We just need Slash to just do one thing. Like the scream. The scream. And then
right in the middle of that song.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
We won't tell people where.
It would be
amazing.
We'll
move it every week.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Really throw you off, right, Abram?
Can you tell it's late tonight?
No.
Whew.
No, not at all.
It's 11.
11:30.
This time.
Our time. Oh, my gosh.
It's 2:30 real time.
Yeah. And it's live, which is more exciting, because usually when we do these late night shows, they're not live.
And they take a lot longer.
And they
longer.
Take 6 hours to produce 30 minutes. I don't understand it, but that's what happens. But we're
it's
not doing that tonight.
We don't do them anymore.
You're here.
Oh, awesome.
And we have to savor and value the time that you're here.
That's true.
I'm savoring it, although I now have a headache from banging it. But if you'd only played it a little less.
So
Nick doesn't know control.
Yes.
It's true. Yeah. Let's talk about the things that you were really excited about today at CES 2012.
Well, I think the absolute, just to cut to the absolute coolest things that I saw, Razer, a company that you tend to think of as a mouse company, a keyboard company for gaming products, has actually gone into the notebook and tablet business in a big way, coming out with two products, or showing one prototype and one actual product that you just will not believe. First of all, they have a tablet called...
I don't believe it.
Thank you.
And in fact, you only have my word for it and some video, because the Fiona project is not being shown in the booth. Like, you have to get the, like, backstage access.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Backstage.
Pulling out the big words.
Yeah, big words. I felt really... honored to be in its presence. Like, I touched it and I haven't washed my hands since.
I don't blame you.
Just so some molecule of plastic might remain on me from having been in its presence. This is a tablet, a 10-inch Windows tablet that has dual analog joysticks on either side of it. So you've got this thing, you've got these dual joysticks going. It has discrete graphics in a tablet, so you can play really high-end games on it while you're sitting there like this.
So what you're saying is that they are really sticking to their roots of gaming.
Yeah, they're not interested in helping you do any work.
Okay.
They're interested in preventing you from doing work.
That's okay.
Understood.
Alante's interested in it, so it works out.
Yeah, I mean, to add on analog sticks onto a keyboard is a very interesting idea. I would have never thought something like that would have come up.
Onto a tablet.
Tablet, excuse me. Not a keyboard.
It's okay.
A tablet.
For tonight, the definition of keyboard has been changed to tablet.
Shut up. Shut your face.
Just well, for tonight only.
He's thinking in his head of one of his favorite products that he encountered today. So
right.
Right. But that does sound pretty amazing. I think we talked about before how we asked, you know, would they make it, you know, attachable or detachable or something like that. You know, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I think they should make it detachable because you can imagine sticking this in your bag, and it's really huge. It's a 10-inch tablet, but you've got these sticks sticking out. But the they haven't decided yet whether you actually can remove the joysticks. Like, you know, listen, this is a gaming system. We want you to have the joysticks. You got to have them. Got to take it.
Is it more huge than the BlackBerries is what I want to know.
Is it going to be a bigger hit than the BlackBerry?
Yeah, is it bigger than the BlackBerry in both the 7 and 10-inch versions?
Yes. Yes, although the BlackBerry Playbook is evolving into quite the gaming platform if you listen to Rim. They're probably going to go into the gaming business after they find your email.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
So, wow. Really excited about the game tablet, the legitimate, not GameStop version, game tablet. The actual game tablet.
So, Alante, I guess you can play that... it's an iPhone game, isn't it?
Yeah,
I would say the wannabe Mario Kart.
Oh, boy.
On a big screen.
That infuriates me. Now, does this tablet have any buttons on it at all? Or is it just the screen?
It's the screen and, well, oh, yeah, they've got like 4 buttons plus shoulder fire on each side.
Now, that's an interesting thing because, like, if they make that detachable, like, if they make the 2 analogs detachable and somehow make, like, let the buttons go with them, like, it would be kind of cool if you can kind of, like, attach them together and make this, make a separate controller out of those 2 detachables. You know, to be some type of, like, Bluetooth controller or something. I don't know. I'm just throwing an idea out there. Or not Bluetooth, but, like, some type of wireless controller for the tablet. I think that would be kind of cool.
It would be. I mean, I think you're already seeing on Android stuff that you can actually attach an Xbox controller to a lot of the Android tablets via Bluetooth or via RF. But... I think what makes this one unique is it's a Windows tablet, so it's meant to play serious Windows games. So if you're into PC gaming, like, this is going to be something that you really could quite enjoy. And if they have a docking port on the bottom, so theoretically you could plug this into a keyboard and it could be your PC because it's certainly going to have enough power to be your PC. And that's a trend with Windows 8 now, where we're seeing a lot of companies such as Samsung with their Series 7 tablet, where they've kind of come out and said, well, you know, this tablet is good enough to be your PC, and if you attach it to a keyboard, it could be your PC. Now, is that really, like, ergonomically desirable? I don't know, but if you're spending $1,200 or so on a tablet like you have to spend for the Samsung Series 7, you probably can't afford another computer.
Right. Probably not.
So you might as well attach the Bluetooth keyboard for
$100. Or maybe you
bucks.
Can afford 8 more. There's two sides to that if you're going to spend $1,200 on a tablet. Maybe you have a yacht. Yeah.
Well, that's true. I mean, if I could afford the yacht, I would just fill it up with tablets.
We saw a guy at the Venetian walking with a stack of iPads.
Like a menu.
He probably had like 8 of them. Like he was a server at a restaurant. And they were all lit up. I don't know where he was going, but he was going there in a hurry.
To his yacht. His gondola.
Or the Venetian. Or potentially to be mugged, but
I think he was going to put them all on the ground and just roll on them to see to
for
see
the
what
tech
happened.
Demo. Yeah.
Yeah, for the tech demo.
Good
actually,
call.
He was going to lay out a nice piano app, you know, so he can do the old whatever
from big
them.
From big.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a big DDR pad. Is what it was. That's what it was. DDRlover.com.
You say he had about 8 of them with him, didn't you?
Yeah.
So he could do, you know, 2 people at the same time.
Yes, he could. Fantastic.
I bet he would like to do 2 people with an iPad at the same time. Anyway.
So, that can't be the only thing you were excited about
today. No, absolutely not. So also at the Razer booth, they are showcasing their first notebook, which is not a prototype. It's actually going to ship later this month. and it's called the Razer Blade, not surprisingly.
Clever.
Ooh.
And they're marketing it as the first true gaming notebook, as if like Alienware is a false prophet.
Right. That doesn't, it's not real.
It's not real. It's false. But to be fair,
Dell Plus, what? Sorry.
To be fair, why they say that, and this is a fair claim, is that most gaming notebooks today, while they're portable, you kind of need to work out to carry them, because you're talking about 8 to 10 pounds here to carry with you, and I think most people don't want to take that with them too much. But this is now 6.6 pounds and 0.88 inches thick in the Razer Blade, so that is the thinnest, lightest 17-inch gaming notebook that's ever come out. And it's certainly powerful enough to do all your serious gaming. It has a quad-core Core i7 CPU that can turbo up to 3.5 gigahertz. It's got a NVIDIA GT555M GPU and 256 gig SSD. But what makes it actually really cool is the touchpad. The touchpad is a little tiny LCD monitor that can actually be repurposed from a touchpad and go to play movies, surf the web, turn to a numeric keypad, whatever you want.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
I have to check on John.
Let's just point this out. I mean, people are going to see this. John just decided to stand up and give us a thumbs up that he's walked away from the camera.
He is still in the shot.
I would imagine so. let's take a look at this.
So that is...
Just slightly. Just slightly. That's good, though. It looks good on you.
Oh, okay. Oh, there he is.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. We weren't kidding when we said John was on the verge of death. So.
It's true. He did surpass 6 minutes.
He did. Which is a record for him.
Yeah.
Yep.
3 to 13. Anyway, so... outside of the Razer booth.
Well, another thing that we saw that was absolutely really cool, going back to yesterday, and you know we could cover some today, but I think a lot of people saw this for the first time today, was the IdeaPad Yoga. Did you guys talk about that at all yet?
We did not talk about it.
We wanted to let that for you.
So
let that for you.
I mean. That is a device that is really going to impress a lot of people when it comes out in the fall. It is a notebook that runs Windows 8, but you know it's ultrabook style, 13 inches, you know, about 18 millimeters thick, under 4 pounds. But what makes it special is it bends backwards. The lid flips 360 degrees around.
Wow.
And you can actually pose it either in sort of a tent mode, or you can sort of have it like this with the screen facing out, or you can flip it all the way around and use it like a tablet.
So that's why it's called the Yoga.
Which, right, yeah, it's like Jane Fonda when she was younger.
Wow.
So you can tent your laptop now. Is what I'm hearing.
You can tent your laptop.
All right.
You know why? I don't know why you'd want to tent it, but I think
put a candle underneath it.
Yeah, I mean, interestingly, apparently the keyboard turns off once you've bent it back more than a certain articulation.
Because otherwise it'd explode.
Yeah, well, or otherwise it would start typing things while you're trying to press the front or something, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting because what we're seeing is a lot of companies trying to bridge the divide between tablets and notebooks, where they're trying to say, well, we don't think people are going to buy both of these things. Particularly when they can both run Windows 8. So let's see if we can find a way to get them to buy both. And this is one possible solution. And there are some others out there that we've seen where people are talking about, you know, you could, of course, get a tablet and use a keyboard dock, and it would be essentially a full-functioning Windows system. I think you're going to see more things like that. But, you know, this is quite an interesting concept. And I think a lot cooler than some of the convertible notebooks we've seen in the past where you swivel it around and flip
right.
it around. Always felt a little weird to me. This, I think, is a little bit, quite a bit cooler.
And a hinge like that is always kind of frightening.
Yeah. This hinge is...
But twisting it is all the way backwards. That's fine.
In this case, it is. Because I felt, you know, I felt this one. I touched it.
Emotionally, he felt it.
Oh, it touched me.
Gross. Like Jane Fonda.
I just call that haptic feedback.
It got inside of him.
But if you flip it around, like, it really is very sturdy. It really stays. If this was made by some crappy cheap company, you could imagine it just coming loose after three flips. But Lenovo is pretty good about testing these things, and I have to say, even on this prototype, which is, you know, they'll probably work on it more before it comes out, it really stayed in place. So I was pretty impressed with that. And the other thing that was kind of cool is the screen itself is really good. It's not just some crappy screen. It's actually 1600 by 900 resolution, so you actually can fit some things on the screen.
Hooray!
And it supports 10 finger touch. So we actually did put up the little piano on it, and you can touch it with all 10 fingers.
Cool.
So that was pretty nice. Now
doing the Steve Ballmer demo.
Yeah. Now Windows 8 has to deliver, and this would be a compelling product.
What's the battery life on that kind of thing?
You know, I asked about that. They seem to think that it realistically could be getting up there to like 5-6 hours, maybe 7 hours. One of the issues, though, with Ultrabooks so far is the battery life has been kind of crappy on most of them, especially for something so light that you want to carry with you. It's like, well, carry it with you, but you better carry that AC adapter and stay tethered to the wall because this thing's going to last 5 hours. Now, the real X factor is Ivy Bridge, Intel's next processor, which is obviously going to be the processor when the Yoga comes out. And if that really delivers on having lower power, then we could see, you know, much better battery life on some of these Ultrabooks.
Very cool. You saw some interesting things today.
And yesterday.
I mean, it's obviously always a wild ride at CES, and I don't get to even see half the cool stuff because I'm running around trying to cover it. If I didn't have to stop and write things, if I could just walk around, I would have seen like 10 times more stuff and much, much better stuff. And of course, the thing that happens when you end up covering the show a lot is that people want to set up meetings with you, and then they just want to talk your ear off. Yeah. They don't want to show you any toys. They just want to talk your ear off. Like today, I had one place that I went where I won't name names on the air.
They were really nice folks.
I don't blame them. But I figured I was going to see a really cool demo of something that we had talked about before. And I kind of showed up. I had an appointment with them. They mailed me a million times. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to show you this thing. I came there and they said, oh, yeah, the woman can come out and talk to you about it and kind of show you sort of a lump of plastic in her hand, but we can't demo it for you. And I said, oh, you don't have it here? Oh, yeah, we have it in the back room, but we can't let you in the back room to see it.
Wow.
I was a little irritated.
I'd be insulted.
I would have turned around and walked out.
Move.
Yeah, we can't let you in the where it's for other people or something. I don't fully understand it. It was a little lame, but you know, look, those sorts of things happen. Then what happens, I think, more often than that is that you make appointments with people on the thought that they might be showing you something interesting,
right?
And you know, or because they've asked you, and well, you know, I don't want to insult this person. Someday they might show me something interesting. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe
someday and for the rest of your life.
Someday and for the rest of your life, they might show you something good.
You know what? In that situation, I would say, and we're done here.
And scene.
Show you on the same day that Apple comes back to CES.
Yes. That's good. But, you know, sometimes you make the appointment to see stuff, and then people just kind of want to chat your ear off. And
we understand that.
You know, I understand it. I like to schmooze with these people. It's a lot of fun. But then when you hear later that like there was some super duper like live intelligent robot walking around, you were like, oh, I was chatting with these guys about how much we love wires. We both love wires.
I love wires. Yeah, I love lamp.
I love sugar.
Are you just looking around the room and saying you love things you see?
I love lamp.
I love that movie.
You like Linux, Apache, and what are the other two that I can't remember at the moment?
Just want to point that out. John is dying on camera.
There we go.
He's dying on air. It's happening. These are his last words. John, do you want to say anything to the people?
Please make it not be about Linux. For the love of God, don't let your last words be Linux.
I can make it about linen, I guess. I don't know.
Nice.
I like clothes. John's dead.
I feel kind of bad because I really
you
don't,
look kind of bad.
I really don't remember what you guys were just talking about.
Jeez. We think John's getting sick. He says no. It's just congestion. No, he's getting sick.
No, it's
he's
just,
gonna
it's,
die.
It's just suggestion.
You need to refer to hope and destiny, sir.
I need a little hope right now.
I think a little bit of longevity.
I think. Oh,
we will tell you. We will tell you about hope later.
Oh, you were talking about having your ear talked off. I got it. I'm back. I'm ready.
I was talking your ear off about talking people's ear off.
It's funny because John and I had an experience like that. We ended up talking at a booth to people about a product that is so unoriginal and boring. And we couldn't get away. And they so badly wanted us to do an interview. And I'm like, no, there are better things I could be doing. So I told them, well, you know, because of our network and a sponsorship agreement, we've been told that we can't cover software. You know, you're one of maybe eight out here. So it really wasn't a hard thing for us to agree to.
And I actually fell asleep with my eyes open talking to you.
For the first time ever in history.
And then we end up at the next booth right next door who has a software product that is actually pretty cool. And I can't do an interview because I just told the people next to him that we couldn't because it was a software product.
Yeah, right. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot. And that was a booth where they literally had like 10 ridiculously hot girls
in spandex
one-piece suits.
He remembers that. Just want to point that out. He remembers that.
And they were gray
to
John. Yeah. They were actually blue. But so that kind of sucked. But
there
the good
were
news
blue
is
blue women at the booth?
What's that?
There were blue women at the booth?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, and they were
Avatar.
Well,
Avatar.
They were really sad.
Their faces and hands were normal, but the rest was all in a blue spandex suit.
Lies. They were Avatar.
Plenty of cleavage.
Several of them, that was clearly all they had on.
Yes.
Awesome.
Welcome to Vegas.
It was awesome.
Judging. AdultCon starts tomorrow.
But fortunately, they'll be on TPN on Friday.
Okay. So, perfect.
Problem solved.
Woohoo! Yay.
Yay, ratings.
But yeah, so we understand getting, waste of time sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of a problem because you know, you take meetings like that and it's like, why didn't you show me the toy? Or you people try to kind of hook you in, I'm going to show you this new product, and you're like, oh, great. Well, so when is this coming out? Oh, it came out 6 months ago. What? This is news, you know. It's not old. Someone came up to me today pitching me an old story, but they did such a good job because I had not heard of the thing. So it's like, should I do a story about this? Because there may have been other people in here. It was actually mildly cool. So, you know, it was these people were walking around the convention hall. Like, this woman was walking around wearing a TV on herself. Like, she had a TV across her stomach here, and she had a battery on her back powering it, and actually it wasn't the TV that she was showing, though. It was it was wiring. So
I love wires,
right? That apparently if you have a phone that has something called MHL, which is mobile high definition link technology, see, I remember that from the pitch got across, that if you plug it into the USB port on your phone, and presumably an Android phone, and then you plug that, the other end of the wire, into the HDMI port on your TV, which also has to have this new technology, MHL, which apparently sounds very interesting, but is not actually listed as a spec anywhere, nor can you actually see a list to find out whether your device has MHL. So
perfect.
Fantastic.
You just have to guess.
You have to hope.
guess and hope, destiny. Apparently. They said, hey, you know, most phones made in the last 6 months have it. So I said, my phone's 3 months old. Let's try it. Didn't work. But
we'll buy six TVs and 24 phones. It's got to work somehow.
We'll figure it out.
But it is interesting because instead of having HDMI out, you just plug into the USB port and outputs your video to the TV. And the TV is apparently charging your phone at the same time.
All right.
So you're getting juiced while your image goes on there.
But I heard that's illegal.
So long as you're not playing baseball, I guess that's okay.
Right.
Hey, yeah, it's like it's like your phone on steroids.
Nice.
That's funny.
But it's been out for 6 months.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh, so when is this coming out? Oh, we've been selling it since July. Oh.
Wow.
Well, you know what? There are a lot. To be fair, there are a lot of people who come to see us who are not coming there as like breaking news journalists. They're coming there, maybe they're buyers or whatever. You know, maybe
engineers.
Maybe they're people from media outlets that don't pay attention to much.
Right.
You know, and and they go around, they see this, hey, you know, this is newsworthy. I bet you you see, if you Google them, MHL, you'll probably find some neat stuff. And, you know, maybe I'll put a post up on it because it kind of looked neat, you know, to plug it in. But the fact that you can't even tell whether you have it or not, I mean,
People should know these things.
It sounds like some kind of a disease.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like some kind of personal problem.
Yeah. Do you have MHL? Because you need to both have MHL to connect.
I had the sniffles.
You know,
yesterday.
You need to have like a dating network, like, you know, for people with MHL on both ends.
Samsung, you're going to need to get tested.
Yeah.
We're not sure if you have it, but you might.
You might need to get your phone tested. You did plug it into a TV with MHL, so.
Apple, you definitely got it.
So. So
no question.
Wrapping up for you though, what are you excited to see tomorrow or the next day or even Friday that you think will really change the game here at CES?
Well, I'm very excited to see something you guys saw today, which is the IM Watch.
Indeed. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another type of Android watch, which sounds like it might even have some more features than the WIM Watch, which I'm wearing here.
Go and show it again. We can actually do that right now.
Power.
How quaint.
You're not walking out of the room with that, by the way. I'm just pointing it out.
If you attend their parties, you might get one. So that sounds like it could be really interesting wearable technology because I'm totally like, this is only a small step. I would really like to get to the full cyborg lifestyle. And,
nice.
And I'm going to need two watches, augmented reality goggles, something to go down my shirt.
Just like tattoos, you need a full body wearable
tech. I need sleeved out.
Sleeves.
Sleeved out. Nice. And obviously... parachute pants with full zip with five pockets.
We've looked into this
to hold indeed. All the gadgets
with exactly. Hammer Time playing in the background somehow.
Absolutely.
From your phone.
It's pretty easy. There's enough technology.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know you'll be walking back and forth. Oh, and now that I've seen her wearing it, I actually don't want the MHL as much as I want the wearable TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know. Much. It'll be kind of funny. It'll
with
be
the
like
85-pound battery. That's fine.
I'll have. When I wear that, people will just say, "Hey, baby got back." You know.
Nice.
did that really just happen?
It happened.
It did.
Just wanted to make sure
you were there. You heard it.
I want to get like max headroom on the TV, talking to people.
Yep.
You know, walk around. I'll look. I'm like I'm kind of pregnant with him. It'd be kind of awesome.
Oh my goodness.
You are insane.
Yes.
And it's awesome. This
is I think anybody would be insane if all they had to eat today was like a free bag of cookies. Well, actually, it's a little before this, but before that, it was like 14 hours of nothing but cookies and sitting on the floor. You know, it's like CES is like a week long of Yom Kippur. For everyone. And so that's why we don't have to atone anywhere else because we go to CES.
There you go.
That makes sense.
I'm with you.
We take care of it all at once.
Why not?
Wow. All right, that's it.
The awkward silence is always fun.
Yes.
Well,
so.
I'll talk about what was exciting for me.
Excellent.
There were a lot of products out there that were pretty good. The IM Watch was fantastic. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was just going to be some little gimmicky thing. It actually looks like it will have some form and function.
I think you actually just hurt Avram personally.
I'm sorry.
No, you know what? It's okay because, you know, I have another wrist.
Yeah, see, there you go. I actually talked to them about, you know, if they make those watches, you know, awesome enough, I'll wear one on each wrist.
Make them purple?
Yeah. I mean, that would be great.
Awesome.
Have a WIM on this hand, have an IM Watch on this hand.
Bluetooth connect to each other.
Oh, yeah. Talking on this one and checking emails on that one, doing apps and Angry Birds and stuff.
that would be the smallest Angry Birds ever.
Angry Bird.
Yeah, you only get the bluebirds.
You just get one. Yeah, just little bird.
I think it would just be Aang.
Yeah. Angst.
Time to play some Aang.
Angsty birds.
Mang?
It's just Aang Bear. Time to play some Aang Bear.
You don't have enough room to actually be angry, just angsty. Go ahead.
Nice. My favorite, I didn't get to get into this item too much. I just kind of walked in on it, was the LED keyboard.
That LCD keyboard.
The LCD keyboard,
sir.
Excuse me. LCD keyboard.
LSD was, keyboard.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Tripping on acid.
Well.
I might as well have been tripping on acid with that thing. Who would have known that would have shown up out of nowhere? It was great. I mean, you can program the keys to be anything. Their configuration, since they're from Germany?
Russia.
Russia. Mother Russia. Since they're from there, you know, it was just random stuff. But, you know, you can program on the 15 keypad. You can put, like different program shortcuts, like, you know, if you're going to Photoshop or if you're using Adobe Audition or if you want to pull up Microsoft Word real quick or something like that, you can just shortcut stuff to there, or you can shortcut it on your regular keyboard, whatever. Or you can use it, like, for me, I use Photoshop a lot. I can program that to be my tools. So you can just, you know, instead of you going and clicking on the tool or pressing one of the stupid shortcuts, you can just press this button and bam, it switches. So that's amazing.
It's pretty awesome.
You can make the keyboard do anything, basically.
And the company that he's talking about from Russia is actually the Art Lebedev Studio.
Only you.
I'm going to say that again.
He said it right.
That is the Art Lebedev Studio.
There you go. He only said it right because those ladies were lovely.
Oh, they were very nice.
It's the only word that doesn't sound real. Lebedev. So he's got it. Down pat.
So yeah, that was my favorite thing that I've seen so far.
And then you got to suck at driving at Dirt 3 at the Corsair booth.
Which was not my favorite thing. No, that playing the Dirt 3 game on an actual I don't use wheel peripherals at all to play driving games. I use a controller. So playing on an actual driving peripheral with pedals and a wheel and everything. And
a gear shifter.
And a gear shifter, which I used for fun. I'm like, changing
gears.
It
was automatic.
It was automatic.
He's going right off into a friggin' pond off the left side.
Because he's playing with the thing and not paying attention.
Yeah, because he was like shaking him and stuff.
Well, I wasn't shaking it. Okay, see, now I have to explain. I wasn't shaking.
You've hurt his pride.
I was not shaking the wheel. It was the cool thing about this peripheral was that the wheel actually adjusted to your terrain. So, you know, your terrains are not going to be smooth and flat. They're going to have rocks and craters and things like that. Craters. They're going to have rocks and crevices and stuff in the ground. And craters. So as your tires hit those things, your wheel is going to flip a little bit. So, you know, as you're driving over these things in the game, it adjusts. So you're trying to keep it still like you do in real life. When you hit a rock, your wheel is going to jerk. And so it does that, and you're going 200 miles an hour, so it's going to be that much worse.
Very nice.
So yeah. It was actually pretty cool. I mean, you go out of control very, very easy. I don't drive at 200 miles an hour.
You should.
You've got the Howard Franklin.
I love my Honda. Sorry.
His Honda can't go past 110.
Well, that's true.
Whatever.
So to wrap up a little bit before John actually dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two things that I encountered, one with Nick and one with John. First is the seed book that Nick and I saw.
Seed book.
You want to talk about it real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, 15.6 inch laptop with two screens. One on the front, one on the back.
Numero dos.
Acts as a second display, does not clone natively. You can have it do the same Windows functions that you'd expect the second monitor to do.
Right.
Extend, clone, turn off one, turn off the other.
Right. And?
Which is cool. And HDMI or VGA to a third one to do the same thing.
Now, the third one
will replicate
is a clone of whatever is on the back.
Right.
So if the back one is extended, it'll be a duplicate of the extension. If the back one is cloned, all three of them will be the same monitor.
Still awesome.
It really is.
Can you say Baby Got Back?
Baby Got Back.
We are pretty excited about that one. I think Averin's pretty excited. He wants to go see that.
Yeah,
if he gets a chance.
I really do, because I think that's always a problem that you have in life. Is like you're sitting across from someone with your notebook. You want to show them something like, you know, here's my presentation or here's the web page I put up. And you also don't want them to see that you're actually like checking your inbox, to read the Viagra spam, see if it's on a good sale.
Right, exactly.
And like, you know, while they're looking at it, you can you can look at something else because it's an extension rather than
exactly.
A now we just got to make the back one touchscreen.
There you go.
And we're done.
Haptic feedback.
Now we
haptic feedback.
We desperately want one of these for the new set when we build it. So that'll be. Something that we're after.
You should be able to see that on TPN.TV on Friday, though.
Yes. So that's
good.
That's the plan there. Then the product that John and I saw was called
I was going to talk about it, so I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. No, it's all right. It's Ion Road.
Ion Road. That's it. I was going to encourage you to talk about it, so.
If you feel up to it.
Are you up to it?
Yeah, I can probably do it.
Okay. If not, I'll finish up for you.
With Ion Road was an interesting application that was written primarily for the Android device, which was...
Despite the name.
Yeah. Excuse me. Despite the name, it was primarily written for Android. iPhone was a secondary thing, which isn't something that we saw from a lot of the other software application companies there. Mm-hmm. So that was refreshing in and of itself. And before we get to the actual product, I guess the people that work there, what was his name? Ohar? Something like that?
Something like that.
Oh, it's on the video, and it's...
Ohan?
Ohan? Oh, I had a card right here.
That might be it. He was a tremendous amount of fun. He was a lot...
it doesn't actually have any of their names on it.
He was a lot of fun. We did an interview that'll be up shortly. And very knowledgeable, very excited about the product. We even got to put our hands on the alpha version of the iPad app.
Yes.
First press to have our hands on it, which was pretty cool.
Yep.
And the interesting thing is what it actually did was you put your phone on like a suction cup mount on the windshield, kind of like you would a GPS. And what it does is it actually monitors the distance between you and the car in front of you and their speed, and based on the distance and the speed, it can warn you if you're too close or how fast they're going, so it kind of keeps an eye on the road, like the name, it kind of keeps an eye on the road for you, and it can actually alert you, so it's kind of like your car has eyes in that sense. So it was pretty cool and it worked very well. Which is really impressive, and the nice thing about it is, when you have that functioning, you can multitask, so you're not stuck in that app. You can do a speech-to-text, send that out, come right back to it, it picks up, and even if something happens while you're sending the text or whatnot, it'll interrupt you, and if you have it hooked up to your car stereo, which you can do, obviously, through the phone... and you're listening to music on Pandora or wherever, it'll interrupt that. Because probably what it's telling you is a little more important than even, maybe some Judas Priest. It would be a tough call. It would be a tough call, but you'd probably want to know that if you're rocking out the Judas Priest a little too hard, that, you're 3 feet away from the sky, you're going to rear end them.
Or you ladies who put on your makeup in the car and you're listening to your Beyonce and Kesha and...
This place about to.
Anyway, if that's
where's the bomb?
If that's going on, that application will let you know that hey, you're a stupid person, and you're about to hit the person
in
front of you.
You're a not very observant person.
There you go.
I say stupid.
The cool thing is right now, because we're in the middle of CES, it is in the Android marketplace for free. So if you have an Android phone, download it. It is Ion Road, one word. Nick has it running right
now. I just downloaded it.
Nice.
Do you have a virtual mount?
No. Already got it. So...
See, the promotion worked.
Yeah, it did.
And so, it asked me, do I have a windshield mount? And I hit no, and it took me to the store on their website.
So you can purchase a windshield mount.
For $6.1, literally, $6.1.
It certainly is $6.1.
Well, right there, $6.1.
To be fair, they are from Israel, so...
$6.1 is a lot of money.
It's valid over there.
The formatting of money is
That's
different.
That's a lot of shekels.
So, indeed.
Shekels.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
That was an angry noise.
Ah. Wow.
We're testing some things, sir.
It's letting you know what all the noises are that it will make at you
at some point. Yeah, that doesn't matter.
So, yeah, if you have an Android phone, download it. It's free right now, so that's pretty exciting.
And it's pretty cool.
This is
and
cool.
The people that work there are pretty cool, too.
The thing that was really cool, it thinks we're in a lane right now. It's trying desperately to find the lane.
That's
sounds like funny. My mom.
Well, the cool thing is it will let you know if you have shifted out of the lane.
Oh, so like if you're falling asleep or something.
Yeah, if you're riding the line or you're shifting over, it'll let you know, well, that line's getting a little too close to the center of your windshield.
Hey, you're...
So,
I can play music from it.
Yes.
That's what
John was saying.
Yeah,
you
right.
have the ability to do all the multitasking that you would expect to do. It can run in the background while you're using your navigator or text messaging or playing
music
through voice to text.
Yeah.
So
I could take a picture and it has a level.
Yes. So all kinds of cool capabilities of it. We were really impressed by it.
Yeah.
We did an interview. We'll have it up tonight or tomorrow.
This is nifty.
We really liked it, and in that interview, we'll have the iPad app. He showed it to us. He let us film it, and we were the first ones to get to see it. So that's kind of cool.
It's also worth noting that they are one of the recipients of the CES 2012 Innovations Award.
That's dope.
Yep. So they're pretty excited about that, and I think they deserve it.
Yeah, for sure. So I think that kind of wraps up.
Definitely.
Our day at the convention.
Yep.
Well, we do have one more that we could talk about real quick.
Okay.
Scott and I did. It's actually a company called Eco Alkalines.
Oh, yes.
Which was an interesting battery company.
We did promise her we'd talk tonight.
Yep. And and it was some cool stuff. AA's, AAA's, CZ's, 9 volts, that kind of thing. But what was interesting about it is it's the only carbon neutral battery on the market. And it's super eco-friendly. In their process of making it, I think she said it was like 88% efficient.
And then the final 12 they purchased carbon credits for. So they're carbon neutral. And the batteries themselves are not made with harmful chemicals.
Right.
And they live up to standard batteries. So they beat Duracell. They came just in under Energizer. So, battery life-wise, they're great, and they've got an MSRP of $499. So, they're
done.
Right priced right there with the competition.
Yeah, and you know, you can get them on, a couple
Amazon,
online sites.
Amazon Walmart, and Best Buy.
Now, will someone be selling them to me on the subway with strange Chinese writing on the back?
Oh, possibly.
Possibly. You live in New York for too long, Avram.
Yeah.
That's where I buy all my batteries, so it has to stack up to that.
We'll make a custom New York version for that.
It'd be an interesting marketing campaign for them, for sure.
So.
But yeah, that was pretty cool. Don't usually see a lot of cool innovations in batteries like that, but they seem to be doing it.
That's good. Certainly not in standard batteries.
Right.
So we've got a couple here. And we've got a set of AA's, a set of AAA's, so we're going to give them a shot to see if we can kill them, see if we can get them to live up to the claim. I can't imagine not. The people were very honest about the ups and downs, so I can't imagine any problem there.
For sure. So there we go. That's our show for tonight.
Yes, it is.
Indeed.
Avram, much appreciated for you being here, sir.
It's a great honor. I mean, ever since I started appearing on your show by phone, I've been like, wow, I can't wait to actually be there in person in the row of honor.
You're in the third
the
seat.
Row of honor.
I'm in the center seat.
We kicked John out.
It's like the captain's chair.
Nice.
The center seat.
Or like Whoopi Goldberg if we're going for the center square.
Yes. I feel more like Jim J. Bullock right now.
But, fair enough.
But yeah, I mean, it's really been great. Can't wait to do it again
tomorrow.
And then when you get that notebook, I'll have to come down and examine it.
Yeah,
we'll need your expertise to do.
We got to show you the beach the right way.
Yeah,
there
different.
You go.
It's a little the right different. Way.
So, not with syringes and stuff like on the Hudson River. It's different.
Ooh.
I've been up there. I can say that. I've lived there.
But you can collect a lot of cool stuff.
Like syringes.
And dead arms. Bodies.
Exactly.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Why are New Yorkers always so upset?
Here we go. Go ahead.
Because the light at the end of the tunnel is Jersey.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's why I got you sick this time. all right, that's our show, though. TPN.TV for continued international CES 2012 coverage. Of course, that live feed at F5Live.TV. Avram Pilch, the online editorial director for Laptop Magazine, rolls around four deep on the Entourage, I'm telling you.
And we'll be wearing our brand.
Which is awesome.
Awesome.
All day tomorrow, and I'll give you some cards so you can hand that out. It'll be good. You'll do our bidding like the little people on the street there that slap the cards in front of you and hand those out. So you can do that with F5 cards. It'll be great. It's refreshing.
Not a problem.
Yeah, something new.
All right. At Geek in Chief on Twitter, and follow the column at
LaptopMag/GeeksGeek.
There it is. Avram Pilcher, everybody. Clap at Avram for being on the show.
Yay.
That's just awesome.
It's
you can clap
exciting.
At yourself, too. That's the best part. You can clap at yourself. They won't know.
They can see him.
Except that they can see him.
Remember, we started doing this a year ago.
After John started thumbs-upping to the camera and just getting up and walking away, no one's watching.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone's listening, going, what is going to happen next?
What are they talking about?
I don't want to see John die on camera, is what everyone's saying.
You got to keep him engaged.
That's it.
Well, we're in the right city for that.
How do you know if listeners are engaged?
Oh, no, we're not doing a Callisto promo tonight.
/beta.
I think they would have been engaged if John had turned into, like, Nemesis off of Resident Evil.
I think he's getting close.
Oh, yeah. Yikes. He's got the T-virus.
So let's get John to bed before that occurs. And we're going to end it a little bit differently tonight. So we're going to do our outro and then one thing here. So on behalf of the staff that's not here, I'm Nick.
I'm Scott.
I'm John.
And I'm Alante.
And I'm Avram.
We'll see you guys tomorrow, right? After the HP Tiesta or before. We're not really sure yet. We're doing a show sometime. It hopefully isn't at midnight again. But stay tuned on Facebook, iTunes, Zune, F5Live.TV, Ustream, or TPN.TV so you can stay tuned for when we're going live.
We are all over the interwebs.
Find us. Follow me.
Follow me.
We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Peace of chicken grease.
Ciao.
Go with honor, friend. We'll be right back.